Welcome to the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, as always, Dr. Andy Johnson. Topic of today's podcast is this, 8 Essential Literacy Terms. Now, I want to just talk about 8 commonly misunderstood terms related to reading instruction. The first one, reading. As I've described in previous podcasts and books and stuff, reading is not sounding out words. Reading is creating meaning with print. Misunderstanding this basic concept has led to the design of many ineffective reading interventions and programs and instruction. 2, word recognition. Word recognition and word identification are not synonymous. Word recognition refers to instant and automatic identification of a word. You see the word and you know what it is without having to use any word identification strategies. This is the desired end state of word work, automatic recognition of words. 3, word identification. Word identification refers to the conscious employment of a strategy to figure out words in print that are known, meaning in a student's lexicon, but unrecognized. Strategies to identify words include morphemic analysis, context clues, analogy or large unit phonics, and yes, of course, phonics. And of these 4 strategies, using phonics is the least efficient in terms of efficiency and the amount of space required in short-term memory. Decoding. Decoding refers to using the code, letter or symbol code, to identify unrecognized words in print. In other words, using phonics to sound out letters and identify words. Strategy. A strategy is a cognitive process that one consciously applies to a task. Students should be taught to consciously apply all 4 word identification strategies that I just described, as well as comprehension and study skill strategies. Skill. A skill is a cognitive process that has become automated. That's what a skill is in the context of reading instruction. Here, you don't have to think about it. In reading, we teach the strategy to develop the skill. This means we teach a variety of word identification and comprehension strategies so that students use them automatically and effortlessly while reading. Systematic phonics instruction. Almost all teachers and researchers, 99.98% of them, believe that systematic phonics instruction is an important part of any reading curriculum or intervention. However, systematic phonics does not mean that you start at one end of a scope and sequence chart and work your way through it in a standardized fashion and in a prescribed order without consideration of your students' needs. This would be educational malpractice. Systematic phonics instruction also does not mean that phonics skills should not be taught in isolation, apart from meaningful context. There are places for that. Instead, systematic phonics instruction means that there is some system or arrangement in place to make sure that essential skills are taught and to document when they are taught and to document when students have learned them or mastered them. Also, teacher knowledge and expertise should be utilized to make instructional decisions about what is taught, in what order, and in what context, not a scope and sequence chart. And the last thing, a balanced approach to classroom literacy instruction simply means that there are appropriate amounts of essential skills instruction and word work, reading practice using real texts, writing for authentic purposes, and social interaction around books and writing. And you ask, what are the appropriate amounts? Since students are not standardized product, this varies depending on students' needs. However, as mentioned in my books and in earlier chapters, no more than 20 to 30% of literacy instruction occurring in a general education setting should be used for skills instruction. Now, if this seems like too little skills instruction, keep in mind that students learn literacy skills best in the context of authentic literacy activities and not in isolated drill and practice. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson.